This technique, of course, can apply to the shortest term objective that you can imagine, even something that is scheduled to happen in the next 5 minutes. Run a movie of what you want a special date to be like. Focus what you can control because there are two parties involved. Think about when you want to arrive, what you want your vehicle to look and smell like, what you want to wear, what you will say at certain points during the outing, what restaurant will have the best atmosphere for your date, etc. This type of mental rehearsal will produce a surprising amount of motivation to wash your car, to groom yourself, to do research on local restaurants. It's a little amazing how powerful these brief movies of what we want to come can be. Of course, this ties in with everything that has been covered in this course. When minor irritations threaten the unfolding of your anticipated movie, you meet any challenge to your plans with willpower and relish the chance to show self-discipline and to grow in the process. As you advance through the date, to stay with our example, your motivation grows as you see the time together unfold much as you rehearsed. Your motivation will actually increase the closer you get to your goal. Many times, it will put you over the top in terms of meeting your aims. Imagine applying such a powerful technique to all areas of your life. Mentally rehearsing your next run or workout. Mentally anticipating the next project at work. Mentally preparing for driving a new car off the lot to celebrate your huge raise and promotion. People do succeed without such preparation, but more and more studies are showing that this type of visualization helps the vast majority of people who practice it. In order to do that, you will need some quiet time and space. One classic example of this type of visualization as a way to persevere through all of the ups and downs of life on the way to the big prize is the story of actor Jim Carrey. When he was having a hellacious time breaking into Hollywood, he used to spend hours and hours sitting on a hillside that overlooked Los Angeles. As he thought for a long time about what he wanted to accomplish in that city, he set a target to work towards. Shortly thereafter, he wrote a check out to himself for $10 million, his goal for payment on a future movie role. He carried this check with him to all of his auditions, both successful and unsuccessful. It should be noted that Carrey came from an extremely lower middle class background, if that. Eventually, Carrey landed smaller roles, then bigger ones, then was finally paid $10 million for a single movie. His check to himself was now able to be cashed. He used that check as a continuing motivation, which came out of many hours of thought. You might need to spend a long stretch of time thinking through your goals in life too, and then visualize the various steps to get there. The first step, obviously, is carving out think time, something we do less and less of in our wired age. The more you visualize various steps to success in your life, however you define that, the more real it becomes to you. Again, this does not mean that life will proceed precisely like the movie that you have created in your mind, but in specific instances when you can control your own actions, your fantasy and reality can absolutely meet, as it did for Carrey. You can say, I quit in a forceful way to your boss exactly as you planned it, once you have saved the money to invest in a restaurant franchise. You can propose to the one you love just as you visualized it, down to the tiniest details. You can take that degree in your hands and dance a jig, just as you planned to for years, even though no one in your family had ever finished college. Without a vivid picture of what we want to achieve, we can plan for days, even years, and never make a tangible move towards our dream. Whatever the end goal, a visualized end helps immeasurably to prod a person into action. People who practice this type of visualization make statements like, "All right, now I see where I need to go. I believe it's possible. I need to take action tomorrow to move towards this objective." Visualization, obviously, is not enough to physically move our body into action, but the likelihood of action increases exponentially when an outcome has already been visualized. Another benefit of big prize visualization is that it reinforces how far we have to go to reach to our destination, which also has a highly motivating effect. Here's another concrete example of the power of visualization. Let's say that you visualize winning Salesman of the Year in your company, yet you have difficulty speaking without a stutter. As you visualize taking the certificate from your supervisor's hand for winning the award and seeing on your bank balance a $1,000 bonus, you quickly begin to think of what you need to do to get to that happy ending. You admit for the first time that you will need intensive speech therapy to become an effective salesperson. Without the visualization of grabbing that prize for top honors, you can muddle through sales presentations with a stutter and earn a low income for the rest of your career. Visualization has a power that presents itself both immediately and over a long term, perfect for reaching small targets and eventually grasping the big prize. Visualization done well engages emotions and the mind, which adds a powerful element to motivation. Emotions can play a major role in psyching ourselves up to do even the hard things as we advance towards achieving our dreams. You also will need emotion to see obstacles as challenges to be overcome and to bear down with your iron strong willpower.